Hey, good Tuesday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I am Eric Detheridge. Well, Fiona Apple is an artist's artist, isn't she? She follows her own muses, dances to the beat of her own drum, doesn't care about chasing trends or fame, makes these stupendous albums when she feels like it, which isn't very often, and freely speaks her mind, even if sometimes it comes off as a bit strange. Well, nothing weird about this. Many are disturbed about the allegedly squalid conditions at the border detention facilities that are housing illegal immigrants and asylum seekers, and so to put her money where her outrage is, the alt piano songmaker is donating proceeds from her most streamed and purchased song, Criminal, to the nonprofit WhileTheyWait.org, an organization helping to provide legal services for detainees. Apple says, yes, do give to organizations helping with bare necessities like toothbrushes and such, but that she will use Criminal to help the wrongly, she says, criminalized get justice. Well, we go from Justice for Immigrants to Immigrant Song. Yes, that Led Zeppelin classic that has stood dormant in Robert Plant's concert repertoire since 1996, but it all went down in the land of the ice and snow over the weekend at the Secret Solstice Festival in Reykjavik, Iceland, which makes sense since the capital city sparked the inspiration for that 1970s song. So the story about it goes like this. Led Zeppelin arrived in Reykjavik to play a show, but all the civil servants were on strike and that threatened the gig, but a local university stepped up and found a place for the band to play. The show went on, so at the weekend gig, Rock's Lion thanked his Icelandic audience for the inspiration and for saving the day, and with his band, the Sensational Spaceshifters rocked a faithful version of Immigrant Song. Now, could he hit the high notes on Immigrant Song? Well, you'll just have to go to YouTube and find out, or maybe see him at Blue Stem in Moorhead September 25th, and cross your fingers that he dusts off that song again. Well, did you know The Fly is a jazz musician? No, not Bono, but the actor and all-around strange fella, Jeff Goldblum, who is on his second record for Decca. Last year's The Capitol Sessions shot to number one on the jazz charts and was pretty well reviewed. The Jurassic Park man actually has played piano most of his life. He's been in a band for 30 years. And at Glastonbury in England over the weekend, he previewed some of the new tunes from the as-yet-untitled new album with an orchestra and guest vocalist Sharon Van Etten, who posted an adorable photo of the two. It's July 2nd in 2001. The airport in Liverpool was named after John Lennon, and in 2008, the gravestone for Joy Division's Ian Curtis was stolen from a cemetery in England. The headstone's inscription read, quote, "Love will tear us apart," end quote. And that is a wrap for Music News. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on.